What's the fake meat issue up to? I know you guys have really been working hard on that, and it sounds like making some pretty good progress.
We are. We've got some language and appropriations bill, the House Ag Appropriations, where it clarifies that the USDA and the Food Safety Inspection Service of USDA would have the authority for lab-based meat products or fake meat products in the future, and that's what we want. We want any lab-based proteins to be under the same labeling and inspection requirements as those of us that raise real meat are. And so FDA has authority over the plant-based, like Impossible Burger and those other fake proteins. So that's fine. We want FDA to be more prudent on exercising current regulations and enforcing them for marketing statements for those kind of products. But more importantly, we want under the lab-based stuff, the USDA to be the overseeing agency on that. We've got language. We think we'll get there.
You know, reading some of your materials and some of your articles about misinformation, this fake meat thing is kind of right in that realm, isn't it? I mean, you've got some hit inputs coming from various organizations on some of these issues that have bigger agendas than just the issue on the table, it sounds like.
That's right. We've got organizations affiliated with the Humane Society of the United States trying to promote this clean meat as one example, and that's just a derogatory statement. We don't want things like that, the companies and people against us and what we do every day for agriculture to start using fake marketing claims. And so we want overriding authority from a federal agency to make sure that doesn't happen.
One of the other issues I wanted to touch on is trade. You guys got a full plate on trade these days. I mean, it seems like every corner and the administration decisions going on, there's just a lot of things in the hopper. And how are you keeping all that sorted out?
A lot of balls up in the air, and I got a long list of what's happening and on a daily basis. So some good stuff to talk about. I think NAFTA, as we proceed on that and finish up the last hard part of NAFTA as it relates to automobiles and origin requirements and the Canadian Dairy Management Supply System, three big issues that the U.S. government's trying to negotiate through, and I think we'll get through those. And I'm optimistic, along with the U.S. Trade Representative's office is optimistic, that we'll have a NAFTA deal done possibly by the end of this year, more likely the very first part of next year, because we've got Mexican elections coming up in a week and a half, and then our U.S. elections, and that'll kind of slow negotiations down at a high level. So probably going into next year, we'll have a completed NAFTA deal. So I'm pretty feeling good about that.
You know, in a related issue, you guys just had a International Meat Congress or World Meat Congress meeting in Dallas. I didn't realize until talking to your NCBA vice president from here in Florida, Marty Smith, who was with you out there, that hadn't been here for 25 years. I guess it jumps around the world. And out in Dallas this year, you might give us a comment about how that went. And I guess you saw some trading partners there and parlayed with some that we want to be trading partners down the road.
Yeah, NCBA leadership team was in Dallas 3 weeks ago. And first time in almost 25 years that the World Meat Congress has been held in the United States. Close to 750 people from around the world were there in Dallas and engaged in trade talks and issues. And so we met with our counterparts, with Canadians, Mexicans, the European Union, and others on trade policies and issues. And it's good to have those face-to-face meetings and to talk about our what we agree on and work towards those goals and try to work through stuff we're not necessarily in agreement on. So it's good to get together, and a lot of good came out of those meetings.
I understand you ran into our French counterparts over there. Talk about some European Union stuff, at least shook some hands.
Oh, yeah. So we happened to be the very first mornings when President Trump announced potential tariffs on steel and aluminum against Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Just happened to be in a meeting with all three of those groups, and it raised quite a stir for a couple of days. But our trade associations in Canada and Mexico, with their cattlemen trade associations, we're all striving for the same thing and working with our governments to make sure that we don't get harmed. U.S. beef into Canada and Mexico, we have no tariffs, no quotas. Hard to improve on that. We want to make sure that we don't become collateral damage. So I'm optimistic we'll have a good outcome of that.
What am I missing you'd like to touch on?
One more trade issue. We did talk about China. So China I'm a little more concerned about. We're back and forth between proposed tariffs on all goods. Of course, agriculture leads the way on what the tariff war could be. Chinese are good negotiators. I think President Trump is a good negotiator. We want to make sure that agriculture, especially long-term, doesn't suffer any undue consequences in a trade war. So we're working very close with the administration to try to make sure that doesn't happen.